addressed the sexual harassment or sexual abuse issue. Thirdly, we were to conduct a substantial review of all university laws, policies, and procedures. And then fourth, to look at special situations and circumstances where we brought minors to campus and maybe it warranted special attention or additional procedures. So I'm very pleased to report that all four of those things have been completed, and I want to talk about how we did that. The first thing we had to do to address this rather large task was to look at getting experts and individuals across our campuses involved in helping us. And so we pulled people from across our three campuses, from our Human Resource Department, University Ethics, University Legal Counsel, our Equal Employment Opportunity Offices, our Risk Management Office, our Student Affairs Areas, our Athletics Area, our Campus Police, and our Provost's Office. And we really organized three streams of work, one for each campus, to look individually at what was going on each campus. And I will say, again, that we're very pleased to report that all four of these tasks have been accomplished, and we have really amassed a large amount of information that we had it before, but we didn't have it necessarily in an organized, consistent fashion across our three campuses. And now we do, so that's really good. I want to talk for a minute about the sexual harassment awareness training that was outlined in President Hogan's first charge to us. We rolled out sexual harassment awareness training across the university in February and March, and it depended on which campus you were on, how we rolled it out. Some campuses, for example, Springfield, rolled it out to all employees at one time. In Champaign-Urbana, for example, it was a staged rollout, starting with the higher level administration and then moving down from there. I will tell you that the sexual harassment awareness training is not and has not been mandatory at the University of Illinois. And interestingly enough, it is most of our Big Ten brothers and sisters, as well as our state of Illinois publics, have sexual harassment awareness training, but it is not mandatory. We are seeing that change in the wake of Penn State. In fact, I will tell you that a number of schools, the University of Texas at Austin, University of Connecticut, University of Maine, University of Cincinnati, have all recently made their sexual harassment awareness training mandatory. We believe that it should be mandatory. Student sexual harassment awareness and sexual abuse prevention training is mandatory by Illinois state law. And although there's not a state law that requires us to have employees complete sexual harassment or abuse awareness training, we believe that they should. And in fact, I think we can look at fiscal year 13 as a year that we will make a recommendation to do just that. I want to talk for a minute about the state and federal laws that currently exist, and there are quite a few of them that address this topic. We have laws that address behavior and actions in our student population. For example, sexual harassment awareness training is required for students, but we also have a number of other reporting laws that we have to follow. And part of our work was to look at, do we and are we following these laws, and do we have applicable policies that address these laws? And we absolutely do. I will tell you that there is a forthcoming mandate that we've been tracking in the Illinois legislature. It is House Bill 3887. And what it is, it expands the Abused and Neglected Child Reporting Act to include employees of institutions of higher education. Currently, there are, you've heard of the Mandated Reporter Act, and you've heard people probably referred to being a mandated reporter. And this means that if you witness, if you're in a specific role, for example, primary and secondary teachers, law enforcement personnel, those physicians and nurses in hospitals and medical clinics are mandated reporters already. So we have a large number of our employees who are already mandated reporters. However, this law would expand it and say that all employees of institutions of higher education would be required to report suspected abuse or neglect of children.